USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States now has more than 100,000 people hospitalized in the country with COVID-19. The number of patients crossed the 100,000 mark for the first time on Wednesday, setting a new record high. The recent surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations comes as two vaccines against the virus are close to coming to market. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the FDA is in the process of thoroughly investigating the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines before issuing an emergency use approval. He tells Fox News it's an important step in gaining the public's confidence in the shots.
One of the biggest challenges we have right now is to maintain confidence in this vaccine. And I do think the FDA is really looking at the rigor to make sure that they really turn over every stone to look at this data to make sure they understand fully what the safety profile is, what the side effects are, so that there can be transparency for the American public when they do approve this EUA.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
While many retailers are struggling this holiday season, one is able to give back. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Kohl's is donating $5 million in grants to nonprofit organizations across the country. It's part of the company's A Community with Heart program, where associates nominate nonprofits that make a difference for families in their communities. More than 100 nonprofits across 49 states will receive grants ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Their website has a map and the list of recipients. The donations are made possible through the retailer's philanthropic program, Kohl's Cares, which sells children's books and toys and donates 100% of the net profit to charitable organizations nationwide.
For the first time in nearly 2 years, a Boeing 737 MAX took passengers on a flight. American Airlines sent the flight Wednesday from Dallas to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to show off the new safety features the planes have been outfitted with. The 737 MAX has been grounded since March 2019 following two deadly crashes that killed more than 300 people. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Health officials are asking people who've recovered from COVID-19 to donate plasma to help others dealing with the disease. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Houston Rockets and Washington Wizards have made a blockbuster trade, swapping point guards who had asked to be moved. The Rockets will send former MVP Russell Westbrook to Washington for John Wall and a protected 2023 first-round pick. Since the end of the NBA season this fall, both men have been asked to be traded to new teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.